Shadow Treasurer Tim Wilson has renewed calls for a royal commission into the CFMEU at the federal level. It comes as newly installed Victorian Premier Ben Carroll seeks to restore Labour's fortunes in the state by bowing to calls for a royal commission into the construction sector. Lawyer and integrity expert Geoffrey Watson has suggested corruption added $15 billion to the cost of Victoria's big bill. In a Senate committee on Wednesday, National Senator Bridget McKenzie questioned him on the extent to which federal funds have bankrolled organized crime. Mr. Wilson says it's clear there are integrity issues in multiple jurisdictions.
We need to understand that what started in Victoria has now been replicated nationwide. The model from Dan Andrews has been taken by Anthony Albanese to Canberra and exported this model of corruption, which is increasing costs for construction, which means Australians are getting less when they go and buy a home. They're paying higher prices, and that's why I've argued that we should see a royal commission into the CFMEU at a nationwide level.